Blog Talk Radio.
Start y'all with some music. The fun and games ain't gonna stop. So there you are.
Not very smooth, like snake bite cure from the medicine man. Not bad poison if there's something to soothe. It's a whole other world in the palm of your hand. Out of this world and out of your mind. Just like it don't matter what you're leaving behind. Try and change your life and change your whole point of view. But no matter what you do, it's the same old you. Wherever you go, there you are. You can run from yourself, but you won't get far. You can dive to the bottom of your medicine jar. But wherever you go, there you are. You're out on the wire, it's a matter of time. Changing every moment when you're taking the fall. There's everything to gain when you're losing it all. Feel your head spin with your feet off the ground. You're climbing the wrong ladder and it's keeping you down. Think you're getting higher but you're still laying low. And you don't want to be anyone you know.
can't escape from yourself. Look in the mirror and it's the same person. Come on now. Y'all got to get your stuff straight. I ain't going to say what kind of stuff either. There's probably somebody who would strenuously object to my existence. There is a thing that I keep running across. I get these little memory, I don't know what you'd call them, bombs that drop in. Have you noticed any kind of changes, a little bit of a difference in things? I think everybody should have. The question is, as I've stated on here, it's on the Facebook page that you got your number on listening, to whose advantage? And why does it keep going and going? And it's very simple. Like it's stipulated, all of this is about the idea of gaining power. Ooh, and the nation come out swinging. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, they just got insidious. Cover climate now. I'm at the daily infamies of Donald Trump's pregnant presidency. His worst dereliction of duty is his decision to accelerate the greatest threat facing the country. Catastrophic climate change. Ooh, whoopee, we all gonna die, according to the Vietnam rag. there's some music that really, you know, they quote a whole bunch of things. Trump is called a climate denier. Well, I'm going to tell you that in the format that you guys presented, he's right. Now, I'll deny your horse hockey until it freezes over someplace. He is actually a warrior for climate calamity. In many ways, he's the first president of the climate catastrophe era. We've already witnessed the terrors. Now, here's a quote. The fires that recently ravaged California, the storms that savaged Houston, Puerto Rico, and floods in the Midwest, the droughts that have forced millions to migrate, and all this other happy crap. Guess what, y'all? Nation, take note. There were beam weapons used. How do I know? I've seen the videos. There's no forest fire known to man. It burns a singular path. Now, think about it very carefully. Burns the middle out of a line of houses, but don't touch either end. Does not touch the trees. Yeah, right. That was a forest fire. Horseshit. Y'all full of it. Oh, and one of the dinks on the Democratic side said, well, we got 12 years. That's a lie. You don't know any more about climate change. Oh, boy, than any other of the uneducated who subscribe to it. Why do I say they do this? Well, several reasons involved. First of all, a little statistic, and this has been supported on several levels, several well-placed, high-paid, and got their shit together scientists. If we stop all pollution, and I mean every last bit of it, worldwide, globally, all of it, we make a whole big, humongous, whopping 2% differential. Sorry, baby cakes. I don't even. I got things that float better than that in the toilet. 140 million. Are you ready? 140 million climate refugees. World Bank is predicting. And they got climate experts and a whole bunch of other happy shit. We're playing, maybe, for being able to slow it down to the point where it doesn't make civilization impossible. That's a friggin' lie, you dingle bat. You don't know how to go back in history. You do not know how to check things that have happened in the past. You don't like them woolly mammoths you keep digging up and got tropical plants in their mouth? Hello? Where'd we find them? North South Pole. Oops. Then you got a betrayal by Trump. Sadly, the leadership of the Democratic Party is AWOL, too. Well, my goodness, you know why? They couldn't push it through. Do you know why? Well, it's real simple. Somebody found out that they get a cut of the proceeds. Avoid the worst? Trump has committed his administration to buttressing the fossil fuel interests. Ooh. Now we will see who has the courage and conviction to stop them. There we go. Get Trump again. Right behind that, we got Save Our Schools. Well, horse hockey. Bernie Sanders don't got the answer. He gets an F on his proposals. Why? Because they're bullshit. Next question. I'm tired of pulling punches. The Supreme Court ruled the racial segregation in public schools is unconstitutional. Well, now, then why is it that no one, specifically the government, goes out of their way to make sure that don't happen again? Now, we've had busing for a long time. I don't know if that makes all that much difference, but an absolute mix of schools in terms of the people attending as well as the staffs would be a good start. You got to mix your kids in early before they're indoctrinated by some racist parent, whether they be white, black, Latino, or what they may be. Don't matter. That's right. You got a blank slate when you deal with kids. Well, anyway. Sanders would ban for-profit charter schools. Yeah, right. Well, your progressive agenda, Bernie, burns you down. And then they're saying that massive federal investment to rectify funding inequalities. Well, let's see here now. Who funds the schools? Local, state, people of that nature? Let's see here. South Carolina, for example, there is a chain of poor, rural, largely African-American schools along Interstate 95 called the Corridor of Shame, which have been starved of resources by who? The state. It ain't the feds. Bernie, get your foot out of your mouth for a change and you know, get real. In 2016, and this is a report, majority-minority school districts received $23 billion less in funding than majority white districts, despite serving about the same number of students. Okay, here's how it works. Anybody who has that problem, all you got to do is snap their neck. That would, no, I don't promote violence, but how about putting a number 9 in their butt by way of the federal court system where you can show that an unequal distribution of funding. Ooh, oh well, it's not viable to fix the old school in the black neighborhood. I mean, that's the slums. We don't want to start urban renewal with the schools, do we? Want to bet? Guess what? They don't have a choice. Think about that very carefully. And the ruling should come fairly quickly on one condition: advertise that mother all over some kind of social network. Ooh, Wall Street executives, Silicon Valley CEOs, billionaires like Secretary DeVos and Walton family have been using charter schools as a way to privatize the public education system. Well, my goodness, maybe if you guys was teaching something like I just taught y'all, maybe it wouldn't be so funky. It says, continuing on page 8. Bus teachers unions. Well, I hate to inform everybody, but the teachers unions need to go. Why? Well, a few years back, they were making 70 grand a year, plus some bennies, up in Chicago. Teachers went on strike. They wanted more. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who ain't got what they'd like in terms of paycheck, but I think 70 grand a year is friggin' outrageous for a part-time job, you know? Oh, my goodness. Then they got a bunch of lies. The score. Desperate measures. A family of four must have an income of $25,750 or less a year to qualify as poor. Official poverty line don't work anymore. But it determines who is eligible for public benefits like food stamps, Head Start, Children's Health Insurance Program, parts of Medicaid, and a variety of other programs. Well, what do we... Uh-oh. What is this? What? Ah, you dingle-ding. I don't believe this. I just got shut off. There we go. Back to Blog Talk again. I don't know if I'm still connected. I guess I am. I hope everybody's hearing me. I lost all my tabs. Let's go to Blog Talk Radio and see what it's got to say for itself. It says sign up. So I got to log back into my... Oh, you guys are something else. I swear you are. Oh, and this one's now all of a sudden... I don't believe this. No, I don't want Chrome fooling with my stuff. Let's go back to the studio. I'm on. Go to the studio. Junior caller up here. Yeah, really, I know that. How about this? How about we go to this one? What the hell? I had a new tab and no capability of search. I don't believe this. I just don't believe this. Oh, boy. Oh, good Lord. Now they're arguing about me getting on Facebook. You believe this? I'm not sure I believe this. Still telling me I gotta log in. Horse hockey. All right, let's put it this way. I got a number of 541-217-8735. Now you tell me if you can hear me. I'm going to make your mic go live. Oh, now I got a question mark.
I can hear you, Drake.
Okay, well, I'm just checking to see what's going on. I'm going to turn your microphone off.
I'm 941, but I ain't that area, but I ain't that phone number.
Okay, well, that works.
As soon as I called in, the show went haywire. I can tell you that much.
What do you mean, mate? Went haywire.
Phone call, it went haywire.
Huh.
I was on.
Okay. Went haywire. Wonderful. Oh, I just love it. End episode. Episode info. Chat. One haywire. So everybody can hear me. Okay, well, I sure hope you can. This is horse hockey. I don't know what's going on here, really. I think somebody's after me, just to be honest about it. Let's see here. I'm trying to get on Facebook. I already had an open thing on here, and now they want me to sign in, huh? Facebook still isn't giving up, huh? Okay, it says log in. That's nice. Now I got to find my freaking password. Oh, we're gonna have fun here. I can just see it coming. I haven't had this much fun in years. Oh boy. All right. And let's see here. This one will work. I got to get another password. This is unbelievable. How about we recover my account? Enter the code, huh? Really? Well, let's see here now. Tell me to sign into Yahoo as well, huh? Okay, well, let's see here. This is impossible. Me to see. I'm glad everybody can hear me. At least I hope you still can. I don't know. Let's see here. Sign into Yahoo Mail. I don't have a Yahoo Mail deal. Let's see. What the hell is this? My Yahoo password. Let's see here. Ah, Jesus Christ. I don't believe this. I'm not a robot. Here we go. No, his image is with crosswalks. There we go. I'm supposed to be signed into, well, now it's going to this. See if I can go to Facebook. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Finally. Oh, I don't believe this. Yes, indeedy. 128 comments, huh? All right. So, I'll put my little thing in here. How do I back this up? That's the next question. I think some heads should roll. I agree. Oh, boy. Enjoy. Now we're getting somewhere. Oh, geez. So everybody, let me get down to the bottom of this. We hear you. Okay, that's good to know. Now, let me finish this sucker before they turn things off again. I only check on the comedy channel as most of what's on it ain't funny. And this ain't funny either. At present, there are a concentrated few investigations going on both sides. The Dems is looking into us. We looking into them. We're going to play proctologist at the same time. Talk about a mess. The more adversaries, enemies, and the harder the pushback is, the more things you are doing right. So, I've already gone to the magazines. And then you got the Savior Schools and all this other happy stuff. These things are coming from printed material. Desperate measures. Ooh, the government says you're poor. Well, guess what? The government also tries to tell you that the poverty line is based on 1950s data. 1950 was at 50% of median income for a family of four. 2019, 28%. Now, I hate to tell you, but that's horse hockey. Try 60 to 75%. Yeah, real problem that everybody's got and everybody's having to deal with is very simple. The real problem is too many people on public benefits refusing to work. That's it. Just exactly that, nothing more. Oh, and then we got a man's guide to abortion from a feminist that hates men. Any responsibility? ? Male or female? How many times are we going to limit the number of abortions? You don't have to be a woman to stand up for your rights. Blaming men. Women are equally responsible in the whole mess. Whether anybody likes it or not makes no difference. And, oh boy, we got Brexit. That and Gary Young is trying to sort out British politics. Dude, politics can't be sorted out because it's horse hockey. The whole thing is. All right, here we go. One more. Gag order. Ooh. This is about hunger strikes and certain special prisons, okay? It happens in Florence, Colorado. And special administrative measures that isolate everybody. Now, think about that very carefully. Terrorism-related charges. Okay. Oh, the brutal proceedings take place in Colorado, which many countries condemn for deliberately inflicting harm. What the hell do you think this terrorist did? Have been hidden from the U.S. public completely until now. No, it ain't. He said, I started reporting on this story because I wanted to know how the Federal Bureau of Prisons operates when it is unshackled from the fear of public scrutiny. That's interesting. What he found is grim. You got human rights abuses. Oh, poor terrorists. Oh, we're supposed to honor and respect terrorists? What about the victims? Come on, dude. They weren't doing nothing but maybe going to the grocery. You know, going to see grandma or something. How do you feel about the grandkids getting blasted? Convicted participating in the First World Trade Center attack. This is what this dude has a problem. The special administrative members. Ooh. The Bureau of Prisons moved to create SAMs in 1996, shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing. Well, imagine that. Attorney General. Oh, and here's a witch. Janet Reno is the one that did it. Discretion to impose the measures if he or she believes there's a substantial risk that the inmates' communications could pose a public threat. Oh, my goodness. Regulations do not require the Attorney General to consult a judge. Ah, terrible. And the Attorney General usually justifies measures on the basis of the inmate's conviction, which in some case occurred more than a decade earlier. It didn't matter if it was 100 years ago. Here it is. The Department of Justice has never disclosed what criteria it uses to evaluate risk. That's critical. Well, trying to get Trump's tax records. Y'all ain't doing too good at that either. After 9/11, DOJ changed the rules to allow for harsher restrictions and less oversight. Ooh, majority of these people are Muslim. Well, who's the declared enemy? Who has said death to America? Who chants it? Who thinks it's cool to have that as a political base? Hello, Iran and a few others. A report issued by Yale Law School, Center for Constitutional Rights. Oh, I didn't know that this Dingle Ding convicted of treasonous actions against our country, enemy actions, and I don't mean somebody that's non-designated, just because they don't wear a friggin' uniform. Guess what? This boy's guilty. It appears that a major criterion for deciding whom to place under SAMs was not the person's demonstrated capacity to communicate dangerous information, but rather the person's religion. BS. That's the answer to that. BS. And they get extensions. And ooh, First Amendment rights? This boy is a treasonous, traitorous, terrorist mother. And you're going to give him rights? No. No due process, no hearing, no disinterested committee. These SAMs restrictions are unjustified, unfair, illegal, inhumane, oppressive, and unconstitutional. But don't bet on it. Under the constitutional provision that covers that particular exact sort of crime, you don't get no court. You don't get no term in a prison. It used to be that you were executed on sight. Woo. Then you got the renter's revolt. That's going on all over the country. Landlords beware. All across New York, tenants are rising up, putting the center of real estate power on notice, fighting individuals, corporations, and politicians all at the same time. And anybody that charges $3,000 a month for rent because they think it's hilarious to have a dump truck to go to the bank needs some kind of a problem. Rent burden. They're spending 30% of their income on rent. It's usually more like 50 or 60%. Dude, man, they can't even protest correctly. Corporate capital is on a real estate buying spree. That's right. They moved out of the coastal cities and areas into the Midwest. Oh, imagine that. Blackstone's one of the biggest problems. 37% of home sales in the United States were made to absentee investors, including banks, hedge funds, private equity firms like Blackstone, I just mentioned. Now the world's largest landlord. Transaction of housing, the transformation of housing into an ATM for Wall Street at a time when wages are flat, renter demand is high, has backed tenants into a corner. Average move-in rents in the United States have more than doubled. That's over the last two decades, it says. I'd tell you that it's more than doubled over the past 10 years. Yeah. Ooh, and certain places are hemorrhaging. More than 152,000 regular units since 93. That's since 93. Oh, is that all? Loopholes embedded in New York's rent stabilization program today are more than just policy. They are legalization of fraud. So New York's got problems, Los Angeles has got problems, and these come from progressives. And you got arbitrary evictions, you got gentrification, you got social ills, you got problems. Woo-hoo. Landlords and developers are the top donors to political campaigns, so they get their way. Ad campaign that vilifies the rent reform for now. Reforms being considered in Albany. Oh, that's, well, okay, real estate. The industry is going to spend as much as it can raise to stop the expansion of rent regulation in New York and everywhere else. Housing is a human right. Well, it's, yeah, I do believe it should be predicated upon income and length of time in residency that cannot be changed. Kind of grandfathering you in. Ooh, national uprising. We got it in California, Oregon, Illinois, Colorado. New York's just the tip of the iceberg. And that's just one of these things. Anybody out there, a renter, that don't like the rent regulation protects people from arbitrary evictions? Arbitrary evictions. Well, we're just evicting you because we can. Because it requires a landlord to have a good reason before they evict someone, and that is huge. They did win that. The courts ruled in their favor on that one. The state's rent regulations don't apply to the vast majority of its counties. Scores of renters, places like Rochester, Albany, Buffalo, and Kingston are excluded from those protections. They're trying to get it to go statewide for good reason. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty obvious. Oh, my goodness. The real estate industry, deep ties, Como. Oh, my, as deep ties to the real estate industry, taking in millions of dollars from individuals and organizations linked to it. Real estate interests have not been pleased with the rent reforms under consideration in Albany. You mean somebody's actually going to tell you that you're full of something that needs to be flushed? Huh? Well, when you arbitrarily destroy people to make a dollar, that's wrong. Oh, boy. Mueller report went, made the bestseller list, topped it. Now, what the deal is with Mueller is, he's the catalyst. He's the catalyst. Now, why is he the catalyst? Well, because somebody decided that they wanted to take care of things. Now, we got, will Democrats impeach? This is the week. This is a report of things that have happened. And the only problem is, Dems ain't got no evidence. Charged with cowardice. Remember that school officer that didn't challenge the shooter down there in Florida? Well, guess what? he's got a large bunch of legalism to deal with. Italy, Bannon booted. Oh, my goodness. The man apparently come up with forged documents and whatnot to get his way, and it didn't work. They caught him. Europe's shrinking center. The biggest upset was in the UK, where the new Brexit party, remember they had a vote on all this, led to Eurosceptic Nigel Farage trounce the Conservatives, taking 29 of Britain's 73 seats and making one of the largest single parties in the chamber. Ooh. Eurosceptic, I imagine that. This is the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. And they killed a lot more than 10,000 people, by the way. They killed somewhere upwards of 20,000. Sudan. Massacre of protesters. Oh, boy. they opened fire and wiped them out. Literally. Not figuratively, not playing games. Then you got Hong Kong. You've seen them on the news recently. Everybody's hollering about freedoms, and the protesters are winning. And it's not about freedoms. It's about the exercise of Chinese power over Hong Kong. Hong Kong said, F you. Oh, boy, here it goes again. I do not know what the problem is here, but I've got to get this fixed. Okay. Jeez. The surge of right-wing populism. Polling shows that only 18% of Americans agree across the board with Democrats. Positions on gun abortion, gun control, taxes, immigration, other hot-button issues. The progressive belief in a hidden left-of-center mandate is a fond delusion. Now, remember, the comedy goes on. In the long run, Democrats will be foolish to dismiss the angry populism that spawned Donald Trump and a whole bunch of them like him. They're not, people are done with the horse hockey, and they're getting ready to rise up against you. And the military finally recognized, yes, UFOs is real. We're not sure what to do about it. Okay, here's the fun part. And this deals with Barr. Guess what? He just got exonerated for that We Want Trump's tax returns. And Barr said no. And the, I keep thinking the wrong things here. And then. The officials in charge of our finances, I can't think of the name of it right now, the Treasury Department said agreed. Barr went full mega. throwing his support behind the right-wing conspiracy theory that a cabal of rabid Trump haters at the FBI launched the Russian investigation into German prey. Well, guess what, dudes? We got proof, hard evidence. You're screwed. Turn in your badge and your gun. The real threat to our norms, Barr said, is coming from Trump's opponents who are resisting a democratically elected president. Quit it. Barr is totally justified in seeking answers why the FBI spied on an American presidential campaign. And trans-government officials, he correctly pointed out, can arrogantly identify the national interest with their own political preferences and seek to supersede the will of the majority. Ooh. Barr is Washington establishment's worst nightmare. Remember that thing on Facebook? I'm coming for you. I'm coming for every damn one of you. Barr also made a simply indefensible claim. Special Counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence on the bogus claim that the Trump campaign was in cahoots with Russia. It's kind of hard to obstruct justice if there ain't no crime. Now, let me give you a heads up on this next one. You're going to love this. Privacy. And this is technology. And this comes from the week of June 14th. That's the week, the magazine, June 14th. Yeah, we missed it by a day. Oh my. privacy. Apps find holes in Apple's armor. Oops. Now, this is a person that did this report. All right. iPhone privacy is broken, says Jonah Stearns in the Wall Street Journal. Well, it gets nasty, and here you go. Of 80 apps I recently tested with a colleague, all but one had tracking software. All but one. Apps average four trackers apiece each. They get you going and coming. You flush the toilet. They'll know how hard you pushed on the handle. What color underwear do you wear? I bet they can tell you. Surprised that apps on your iPhone are tracking you? This is what third-party smartphone apps do. Well, no. It can be first-party. Mm-hmm. Nasty, funky monkeys. Ultra-processed foods lead to overeating. It activates a hormone. It kicks in and tells you you want two Big Macs, not one. So, you know, you have to keep your stuff together and watch everything. Apparently, who's got time to do that? Nobody I know of. I got to keep thumbing through my pages here. If y'all don't mind, I can got a minute. I thought I had another one. There's one that's creased. Oh my goodness. Antitrust investing in the tech giants. The Justice Department is gearing up for an investigation into anti-competitive activity by Google, while the Federal Trade Commission is intensifying its scrutiny of Facebook. Ouch. Two biggies going down the hard way. Try this one. Everybody's talked about getting control of medical expenses. Try this one. The median out-of-pocket cost of the 49 top-selling prescription drugs increased by, 76% between 2012 and 2017. 16 drugs more than doubled in price over the seven-year span. One of them, Lyrica, was raised from 174 in 2012 to 411 in 2017. How about somebody stomp on these people? I mean, they think it's funny to try to cause an opioid crisis, and yet, you all can pay us extra. Grad school debt scandal. The experts. What experts? They ain't any. Average University of Southern County, the average sum borrowed for a master's in social work was $109,486 in a field that pays poorly. Think about that very carefully. You think they're overcharging for things? Oh, and I saw some several congressmen, senators. No, this was business people. A whole bunch of business people signed a letter telling Trump to cut the stuff with the tariffs on China. Well, trade. Will tariffs make growth grind to a halt? And the answer is, obviously. No, doesn't work that way. Oh, boy, here we go. Now, the culture, cowed by culture cops. F them. Now, if you don't like playing the game, their games, try Parler. It's supposed to be the replacement for Twitter. Think about that verb, pretty close. But don't forget that Mueller is the catalyst. That's what he was there for. Oh, boy. Judicial Watch uncovers cover-up discussions in latest production of Clinton email. Everybody and their mother-in-law, don't hold your breath, is waiting for these turkeys to get their stuff together to an extent where they can do what they want with their power, their newfound power. Oh, boy, here you go. This is where I got the title of the show. Impeachment drama is now a farce. The comedy continues. Yeah, well, comedy of what? Errors. Democrats trying to transform it into a way to express their hatred of President Trump and their conviction or pretended belief that his 2016 victory over Hillary Clinton was somehow illegitimate. Oh, yeah. Well, the illegitimate Alleybury babies are the Dems that are hollering this stuff or anybody else about the lie about demonstrating high crimes and misdemeanors. For one thing, any show starring John Dean is obviously a comedy. Uh-huh. House Judiciary Committee, which would conduct the first stages of the impeachment process, is scheduled to start its series of hearings on the Russia investigation on Monday. This is June 11th, and Monday is day after tomorrow. Unbelievable. First stage of the impeachment is scheduled to start its on Monday. Dean, a disbarred lawyer and cover-up artist, is their star witness. So that means he's discredited before he starts. The legal minds behind resistance. So it's just nothing but a song and dance. Lawrence Tribe, the constitutional scholar turned resistance tweeter, screwed it up. Tribe, while asserting without presenting any evidence that Trump cheated his way into office. Oh, my goodness. I hope you've got something to back that up with. If Democrats actually present an impeachable act, which is impossible when there ain't one there, then we got something to work with. But Democrats point vaguely to Trump's conduct and tellingly and falsely complain that he cheated to win in 16. Oh, and Pelosi. Here's her laugh line. Doesn't want Trump impeached. She just wants him to lock him up when he leaves office. How about we lock up Hillary now? Think about that very carefully. Remember, there was a lot of chanting about Hillary for jail 2016. Cover-ups and beach reading. It has been apparent since the congressional and midterm elections that the number of last November that the little or no legislation would escape Capitol Hill, there being an absolute breach between President Trump and the Democrats, who now control the House of Representatives, has come to pass. That's reality. Democrats hobble the administration and harass. The hope is to tarnish Trump sufficiently to beat him in the presidential campaign. Okay. Tarnish and obstruct have been Democrats' twin tactics. It's disappointing. Disappointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's failure to find strong evidence of presidential crimes. Oh, looking at Trump and Attorney General William Barr of a cover-up. I mean, the Manhattan Institute's Nicole Galinas, whatever it is, takes a detailed look at what a good infrastructure bill should include. If it ever moves through Congress or even gets noted, think about that very carefully. Oh, boy. Here's one. Thank you for doing hard drugs and not smoking. You got a guy passed out on the sidewalk. Then if you still do smoke, California would like you to consider taking up drugs instead. Think of, you know, where do these people... Pride, oh boy, guess what? We live in a society where homosexuals lecture us on morals, transvestites lecture us on human biology, baby killers lecture us on human rights, and socialists lecture us on economics. That's the best one I've found so far, period. By or for anyone. They got a picture there of a person getting with their spouse of the same gender. Oh boy, Justin Amash. And my note says next page. My. The Freedom Caucus. Amish left. Why? What sums it up is this. Are we still running covert operations that aren't authorized by Congress? Yes. Is the government still spying on Americans without warrants, without due process? Yes. When some libertarians talk about the great accomplishments we're seeing on foreign policy, I don't know what they're talking about. That sums up that whole thing. And you get the two of them. You got Amash and you got Ron Paul. Ron Paul says, I think it's wrong for any Republican to think, oh gosh, the Mueller investigation is a legitimate investigation. I think it's very partisan. And there is. Now, and I've got a big article, two whole pages of a picture, how to do infrastructure right. That's pretty simple. Make everybody get their skinners out of the pie. Ooh, $2 trillion. Pass feathers off clear lessons. Trump, Schumer, and Pelosi must heed them. And they couldn't get along. Why? Well, if you resign, we'll put the legislation. The need is slow, sober assessment of its real world infrastructure necessity and a quiet, not so bold, competence on getting the work actually done on time and on budget. That's the key to infrastructure. There's a bunch of projects that need to be stopped. One of those is the money sinkhole. The feds approved major grants for New York City to begin building the Second Avenue subway. Still a big hole in the ground. And in a budget, doesn't differentiate. $2 trillion doesn't differentiate between the federal, state, and local needs and funding, which particularly matters because the federal government isn't responsible for much bread and butter infrastructure. Think about that very carefully. The report also fails to distinguish adequately between public and private infrastructure. Okay? There's a difference. And then I got this picture in this article, and it shows a picture of Houston with a whole bunch of almost flooded vehicles hiding up as high as they can get on high ground, and the water came in anyway. Oh, boy. They mentioned Rick Perry, and I just can't get into that at all. Telemedicine gets a boost with new study. Yes, telemedicine can work. Depends on how you go about it. Then you got the nightmare of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Oh, my goodness, are you paying the bills? The key to keeping our economy strong. Amnesty, nightmare. Dreamers and temporary protected status people are supposed to get freed up, totally freed up. Really, you people need to go back to the drawing board. You need to sponsor them. Big ideas for the Pentagon are going nowhere. Fix it. You need a revolving door. Retired military officers, senior Pentagon bureaucrats going to work for the same defense contractors they did official business with on behalf of the government. Oops. A whole group of House Armed Services Committee members led by Adam Smith have co-sponsored a bill that would limit the Pentagon's authority to repurpose funds that are designed for military construction. They're trying to stop Trump's wall. Very often the only way to bill stands a chance is if you can get find a co-sponsor in the other party to make it bipartisan. It's worse than that. I offer that they ought to go to the Pentagon and audit that mother. Oh, yeah. Absolute. Somebody says, I don't know. Well, they get a choice. Leave and don't ever come back, or go to jail. Make a paper trail of transfer of funds, all of them to all accounts, period. That would solve a bunch of that. Oh, my goodness. Democrats block path to impeachment. Well, you better get some evidence together. New legislation would ban foreign-funded political ads. Good. And I heard that the governor in Florida signed a bill that disallows, and I want everybody to understand this, disallows sanctuary, period, for any reason. Think about that very carefully. Good conservative fight to kill Equality Act. Oh, boy, leading a coalition to urge the Senate to kill the liberal legislation because it would force Christian businesses, churches, and church-related colleges and institutions to cater to gays in violation of their teachings. The Equality Act forces gay rights across the board. Hey, you flame in my face, and I'll cut something off you want to keep. It's real simple. The Equality Act pretends to promote equality and fairness, but it's a cynical power grab. Remember, I said power was the crux of it. Power grab to crush religious freedom and parental rights in the name of political correctness. And that's from Jessica Andrews, Vice President of Heritage. Ooh. Has the fun started yet? Georgia stands to lose a load of money because they got an anti-abortion bill that Hollywood don't like. Why don't they like it? Well, it's not difficult. They don't like it because it goes against what they do. Let's see here. I think that's the end of that one. All right. I want to get this done. I got one more article. This comes from Guns and Ammo, I believe it is. Let me look here. Make sure I got that. I'll make sure I'm referencing this correctly. Come on, Swapper Marade. Guns Magazine. I have tried to get this across, and people do not understand. The House divided. I put big stars on this. Rights and laws. Time for a reality check for Pelosi's Democrats. Ooh, expanding background checks, extending waiting periods. It was also sold to the American public as another step in preventing so-called gun violence. Bullshit. Show me a crook that abides by the laws. There ain't any. Why? They can get their stuff on the corner. Neither of those things is true, and they know it. American gun owners have an opportunity to stop the anti-Second Amendment crowd dead in their tracks. Consisting of House, Senate Democrats, and a handful of Republicans. All it takes is phone calls, letters, and emails. Remember what I tried to tell everybody? Call in. Let's load them up. Try it. See what happens. Tell them we're done with this. We want to rest now. Nancy Pelosi declared gun control would be a priority. That's immediately following the November elections for the House. Passes H.R. 8 and H.R. 1112 essentially fulfilled the promise. Anytime Congress, now this won't get past the Senate, I don't believe. Anytime Congress discusses placing restrictions on an enumerated constitutional right, it is our responsibility to very carefully weigh the many competing interests, which is only why I recently voted against H.R. 8, the bipartisan background checks of 2019, during its consideration in the House Judiciary Committee. This is a poorly drafted and ill-considered bill that would punish lawful gun owners without doing anything to prevent gun violence. Here we go, Wild West. Hey, Chicago, Illinois ranks 8th in the nation for gun law strength, and Chicago is the deadliest place you can go. In a lot of the, under a lot of that. Now, H.R. 8 is nasty. House Democrats continue to carry on about how their bill will prevent future gun violence, but H.R. 8 will not prevent gun violence in the bans in the hands of criminals. Current law already requires a background check on every commercial gun purchase in America, but that doesn't fit House Democrats' narrative. What it does, instead of working across the aisle, these guys decide to do it on Democrats who want to go after our constitutional right to bear arms. House Democrats bring before us H.R. 8, misguided and careless legislation that turns lawful American citizens into criminals, requiring back H.R. 8, requiring background checks on nearly every firearm transfer. Loan a gun to a friend, go through a background check first. To get it back, go through another background check. You see what this is? This is essentially the core of Anti-Gun Initiative 594, passed 2014 in Washington State. And it hasn't had any kind of an effect. Enhanced background check. If you've ever said told somebody to screw off, there's more. Try this one. Nasty legislation, H.R. 1263, which is aimed at amending the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, would include automatic rifles and shotguns using detachable magazines under the regulatory authority of the National Firearms Act. Ooh. Any person who, on the date of the enactment of this act, lawfully owns or possesses an semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, as defined in Section 5845A of such code as amended by this act, that has the capacity to accept a detachable ammunition feeding device as defined in this section, shall not later than 120 days after the date of enactment of this act, register, here we go, semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, in accordance with Section 5841 of such code, National Firearms Registration and Transfer Act. And the crux is, you will register. Or they come get you. Now, it doesn't do anything to make anybody safer, but what it does is, it screws with everybody's rights. Now, here's the deal. That's the strongest, easiest one to play games with. So that's why they're doing this. Now let me see here. Let's go to this one here. And I got something to say about this. Anybody that doesn't understand what's going on needs to listen to this song. And I'm going to play this for a couple minutes, and then I got a couple of other things that are going to happen. Think about this very carefully.
Thank you. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
China. They told one of the world's greatest powers to screw off. And all of a sudden, the idea of being able to snatch people up was an oh no. Love it, love it, love it. Keep going. Don't stop. Now, here's the crux of this whole show. This is a comedy, but it's not necessarily a comedy of errors, but it does continue. It goes on and on. let's take the power and subjugate it back to the boss. Who's the boss? It ain't Trump. It's us. They work for us. Bear that in mind. Those in power in government are being presented a Godfather deal, and all of them need to obey the people or else. I tell everybody to get her done, and everybody listens. And then they don't do nothing. I'm asking people to do something. I'm asking people to get together with whomever you can find. I don't know how screwed up this particular show has become, but we need to go out there into the world and do a number on some of these people that don't know what to do with themselves. The people that can't bring themselves to act right, whomever it might be. Now, I subscribe to a load of magazines and print material, in order to find out what people got to say about everything. Well, one of those happens to be Mother Jones, and she's a real mother, all right. And she hit what I consider in this particular area a definite home run. I mean, it went 500 feet out over the fence. It cleared the third tier and landed in the parking lot on this one, the cover of the July-August 2019 issue is really something. Oh, it's got a big, the climate syndrome, whoopity-doo. But there's one below it in the main picture. It says, what happens when you know too much? And it's got this little basket, you know, one of them little hanging baskets where the Tweety bird's supposed to be. Tweety is holding the daisy and laying on the floor. They done got the Tweety bird. Mother Jones, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. What happens when you know too much? You end up with like people. You end up being like people like me. If I divulged right now any of the intel that I have, it would screw up things. You would not believe how screwed up things would get. You would not believe how scary some things would become. I'm not going to do that, but I'll give you some intel. There are things, as I mentioned, going on both sides behind the scenes. Oh, we're investigating this, and we're looking at that, and whoopity-doo. Well, guess what? Treason charges are being prepared for not a huge number, but a significant one. And you're going to recognize most of their names, and they're just about at the point of exercising this. So what you want to do, just so that you can assist, start loading up emails. If they got an email account, load it up. If they got a Twitter account, load it up. Or any other kind of account, for that matter, on any form of, you know, like Facebook or whatever. Load them up. Put out what you really think. Tell them in no uncertain terms that we demand to be free or else. Now, I have seen some things recently. They come across from different places. Some people who has family. And this person was a stand-in for another person on a certain news program. Stipulated, hey, I got family in California, and they're making preparations to move the hell out. Now, this level of people are the ones who can afford to just jump and run. The others aren't so lucky, like all them people living on the street in a tent. How you going to get across state and get across the desert? I mean, you know, it just a lot of things are just not possible. So what does that do? That leaves those of us who do have the capability of calling in on somebody or sending emails an obligation, not to anybody other than ourselves, to see whether or not anything we do might set things right in comparison to what they have been. Now, the differential, everybody knows this, is between law and order, this is Trump, law and order, and the people involved now who are actually going to get the job done. Think about several people in the Senate. Think about a huge number in the House all getting busted. That's coming. Oh, and Clinton's got a problem. I told you, Judicial Watch found evidence of it. Now, you know, whoopity-doo, outings. Oh, we're going to expose his, we're going to drop his pants in public and make him look like a friggin' idiot. Well, I'll tell you what looks like a friggin' idiot, and I do hope that our president picks up on this. I hope some of our senators and congressmen get the message to our illustrious leader. I happen to like the guy. I happen to believe that the man is probably one of the best we've had in a long time. What I'm looking to do, what I'm looking to accomplish, is very simple. Tell the man, time's running short. We're not looking to wait. The ultimatum of the people. And those in power, in government, are being presented a Godfather deal, and all of them need to obey the people or else. This is no longer a case of the inmates running the asylum from Washington, D.C. It is a case of, what do you believe in? If you think that playing games with things such as gun rights or immigration or anything else, it will not affect you, you're living in a dream world. One of my favorite comedians once stipulated that the American dream. Why do they call it a dream? Because you got to be asleep to believe it. Not anymore. The things are being fixed. Now, Jesse Ventura stipulated on RT that it's very simple. Don't play the Democrat-Republican game any longer. Well, I'm going to tell you that we got one more go-round before it changes, and that's coming up 2020. I will suggest you vote for those who maintain, or at least attempt to maintain freedom. What little we got left of it, okay? It's time to go the extra step further. And that extra step further is very simple. Do not, and I mean do not, allow the socialists and constitutional destroyers and those who would be above the law, if this happens, to take power. It's our turn, not theirs. So go out there and get her done.